This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A couple of upcoming events with Associates of Vietnam Veterans of America. Don Waite is in. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Oregon.
Yeah. We'll introduce your other person here in a moment, but talk about your first event you want to talk about.
Thank you. I want to share that the first Saturday of November, November 2nd, to be exact, Associates of Vietnam Veterans of America, Umpqua Valley Chapter 805 in Roseburg will sponsor the Spousal and Survivor Benefits and Educational Seminar for all veterans and their families. We do this every year at this time. This free event held at the Garden Valley Church at 3047 Garden Valley Road, Roseburg, is from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The church is wheelchair friendly. Please come. We have 9 speakers sharing their knowledge with veterans and their families interested in knowing what benefits they are entitled to, how to attain them, and finding the right place to go. The local presidents of the AVVA and VVA and the director of the VA in Roseburg will all talk a couple of minutes before the speakers. A pad of paper and a pen for saved information and questions to ask later if their questions were not answered will be provided. The resource table will be there where speakers will have their materials available to take home. So first speaker is Veterans Service Officer Manager Mary Newman Keys. The VSO is the first stop for a veteran starting a veteran claim, retrying a denial, or adding any PACT Act approved disorders, etc. The VSO is vetted by the VA. Second speaker is Brian Bollingberg-Maxson, who works at the VA as an environmental health coordinator. He helps veterans with the potential health risks they've experienced, helps veterans participate in registries. Yes, birth registry is important for your children. Third speaker, Angelina Willard, is the VA Eligibility, Decedent Affairs, and Health Administrator. Fourth speaker, Kara Coughlin, is a VA patient advocate and is point to social workers and caregiving much more. Following a break for a light lunch, AVVA is providing. Fifth speaker will be Erica Sciotto, and she is the VA coordinator of hospice and palliative care. Sixth speaker, Lowell Smith, who is a family nurse practitioner working with hospice and palliative care. Seventh speaker, Umpqua Valley Funeral Director David Hopkins talks about Oregon law for veterans' burial rights. There are many choices available for planning before that very emotional time for a survivor. He arranges military honors at the Roseburg Cemetery, etc. Eighth speaker, our Honor Guard leader, Alani Shields, helps organize flag ceremonies, coordinates military honors for all branches of the military with the funeral directors. Ninth speaker is National Cemetery Manager Dan Carver, who coordinates burial services between National Cemetery staff, volunteers, and funeral home directors. We're all getting older, so it's crucial to be at the Garden Valley Church, 3047 Garden Valley Road, Roseburg, on Saturday, November 2nd, from 10 a.m. until 2, open to all veterans and their families. Thanks. Hope to see you there.
And, of course, it's really important for people to get that information. A lot of times you deal with people that are unaware of some of it. So.
Yeah.
Now, you've got Doreen Kirkison with you. Doreen, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you have to share?
Well, I wanted to share that our AVVA chapter started Moods of Music January of 2019. And to date, we've had over 100 students that we've graduated. We provide an instructor for 6 weeks of free guitar lessons. And when a student completes at least five of the six sessions, they get to keep the guitar, the music, and the stand, and guitar and the tuner. Guitar playing can be soothing and relaxing, which is both helpful toward PTSD and toward suicide prevention. Our next class is November 5th through December 10th from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. at the Roseburg VA Building, Building 16 Auditorium, at 913 Northwest Garden Valley Boulevard. All the veterans are welcome. Their spouses are welcome to come if they bring their own guitar. Our contact person is Jennifer Ellis, 541-373-1030. Hope you can all come.
Wow, that sounds like a good thing. You guys have a lot going on. Don, I want to ask you real quick, if people want to find out more about your group and maybe some of the other things that are going on, how do they get connected to you?
Well, Jennifer Ellis is our president, so the number that Doreen gave would be the contact for that information. We're also online and Facebook under Associates of Vietnam Veterans, so you can see pictures of our events that we've had. We always try to document that for others that are passing through and check it out. So upcoming events, we try to let everybody know, including all our Oregon area here and beyond, since veterans are living everywhere within Oregon. We are that veteran state.
All right, Don and Doreen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle, for having us.
8:37 at the morning report.